Interior Ceci Ryan Zink blasts Democrat Raul Grijalva over $48,000 hush money. By Joel B. Polak on November 30, 2018. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zink blasted Rep. Raul Grijalva Diaz on Friday after the latter published an op-ed in USA Today calling on Zink to resign, noting Grijalva had cost taxpayers nearly $50,000 in hush money to a staffer. Grijalva, the incoming chair of the House Natural Resources Committee, published an op-ed titled, Interior Secretary Ryan Zink Must Resign. His multiple scandals show he's unfit to serve. He wrote, original links. As has been widely reported, an Interior Department Inspector General investigation of Mr. Zink, one of at least 17 publicly known formal probes of either him or his department since he took office, was recently referred to the Justice Department. The referral centers on a land development project called 95 Caro in Mr. Zink's hometown of Whitefish, Montana, involving David Lesser, the chairman of oil contractor Halliburton, his son John, and a Montana property developer named Casey Malmquist. The proposal would increase the value of land controlled by Mr. Zink's family. The American people need an Interior Department focused on addressing climate change, enhancing public recreation, protecting endangered species and upholding the sovereign rights of Native American communities. These are not matters of personal preference, they are enshrined in law and supported by voters. The department needs someone accountable at the helm who believes in this mission. Mr. Zink is not that person. Federal agencies cannot function without credible leadership, and he offers none. He needs to resign. Zink has denied any wrongdoing. He told Fox News' Shannon Bream on Thursday night, I have had 10 investigations completed, and you know what they all say? Ryan Zink follows all the rules, all the regulations, all the procedures. This is politically motivated. In Montana, we call it BS. He added that he expected to be investigated for telling America to have a Merry Christmas. In response to Grijalva's op-ed, Zink tweeted that Grijalva should be the one to resign, over his hush money. My thoughts on Rep. Grijalva's opinion piece. Hashtag tune in for more pic.twitter.com/vmgxdtho. Secretary Ryan Zink, at Secretary Zink, November 30, 2018. A year ago, The Washington Times reported that Grijalva quietly arranged a severance package in 2015 for one of his top staffers who threatened a lawsuit claiming the Arizona Democrat was frequently drunk and created a hostile workplace environment. The amount of the severance was $48,395, equivalent to 5 months' salary, and was paid out by the House Employment Council using public funds. Zink's response to Grijalva occurred before a massive earthquake struck near Anchorage, Alaska. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.